That concludes the dramatic portion of tonight's program and gives us the chance to meet Carol Lombard and Basil Rathbun on a much more intimate basis. There's one question in particular, Miss Lombard, that I think our audience would like you to answer. Is your vacation from comedy roles a permanent one? Or are we going to see the Lombard brand of humor back on the screen someday?
Well, Mr. DeMille, I think an audience likes variety just as much as I do, as any individual. The parts I play tonight and in my new picture are the first dramatic parts I've attempted in about 5 years. I expect to make a few more serious pictures, and then I think it'll be time to laugh again. What are your thoughts on the subject, Basil?
Tainted with envy, Carol. I've been slinking and snarling on the screen for such a long time. Yes, I've been slinking and snarling on the screen. But when I visit my barber, you know, when I go to visit my barber for a haircut, he keeps asking me if I'd like it clipped or long around the horns.
Well, don't despair, Basil. You've played one sympathetic part tonight, and if you'd like to play another, you may choose any makeup you wish.
Now, you wouldn't kid me, Mr. DeMille. I know it's Halloween.
I should say it is, Mr. DeMille, and I had every intention of bringing you a pumpkin for my farm.
But
I haven't started the farm as yet, but they say there's nothing like cultivating your own Halloween pumpkins. It must be quite a thrill to watch the nose and the eyes and the mouth get ripe and the little candles inside grow bigger and bigger.
Carol. You don't grow pumpkins... Oh, well, let it skip. But still, on the subject of pumpkins, they are highly desirable, you know, as Halloween... At Halloween for aiding and abetting the lovelorn.
Pumpkins?
Mm-hmm. Certainly. For centuries, hundreds of Rathbones have been married off by following these simple rules at Halloween. Turn your boots towards the street, put a pumpkin at your feet, tie your stocking around your head, and you'll dream of one you're going to wed.
Sounds a little corny to me.
Well, it's strictly off the cob, I'll admit. But if you don't like that, you can always make a jack-o'-lantern, go out at midnight, walk around the block 7 times, and you'll also bump into your own true love. Ever try it, Mr. DeMille?
Yes, once. Some years ago. Only my own true love turned out to be a certain Mr. Finnegan, the policeman on the beat. Since then, I've gone in for nothing more strenuous than bobbing for apples.
What, no gate stealing or ringing doorbells?
Before you force me to confess, Carol, let's change the subject. You might tell us what you think of the Lux Radio Theater. I mean, as a listener.
Well, I'll do better than that, Mr. DeMille. I'll tell you what I think of Lux Soap as a user. In syllables of one word, I think it's swell. That goes for your program, too. And now, good night, Mr. DeMille.
So long, C.B. I hope you get your apple tonight.
Happy Halloween to you both.